Hey guys, it's Trista from Gym Therapy Inc. and from Greenfire CrossFit. It is March 3rd, and I'm here to talk to you today about body image, what that is, if you're having complications with your body image, things to work on, maybe identifying the triggering factors, and what I've done to help heal my body image issues. So the first thing I want to talk about is, what is body image? Body image is your thoughts and your feelings associated with your physical appearance. Those can fluctuate sometimes daily, weekly, based on your cycle, based on stressors in your life, and just that up and down. That can be extremely exhausting. It can be hurtful, the things that we'll say to ourselves. And what can we do to kind of find that happy medium where we're not constantly beating ourselves up for what we see as downfalls in our bodies? Why do we see these things as triggers? Why do we see them as not being good enough? So, first thing I want to talk about is identifying the things that are triggering, that give you negative thoughts and feelings about your body. So, for me, when I first started caring about my appearance, you know, I was a teenager, and I remember one exercise that we did in high school where we had to find out where we were on the BMI scale. And I remember finding out that I was considered obese. And at that time, I think in high school, I was probably like 125 pounds. And finding out that you are considered obese in high school is a hard thing to hear, especially when you're a dancer, you're a gymnast, and you're doing all of the things you're supposed to be. And then there's this scale and this piece of paper telling you that you're still not enough, and you're still not good enough, and you're not doing enough. And when I found that out, the first thing I thought was, I'm not enough. That was very triggering for me. So as I mentored into adulthood, and I struggled with an eating disorder, you know, where I struggled with binging and purging, where I tried to eliminate foods to lose weight and to be thin and to fit into this mold of where I was supposed to be in high school, only to then go on these like purging episodes because I have withheld things for so long that my body and my mental capacity couldn't take it anymore. Then I would binge eat and then go through a purging section, and it was just exhausting. So as I got into adulthood and as I started becoming a professional in fitness and health, you know, one of the hardest things for me was identifying that that wasn't normal. That was an issue with my body image, with myself, and realizing that's something that I had to learn to heal. So one of the first questions I was asked, you know, when I talked to a therapist about my struggle with, you know, food and eating disorders was, you know, why do you want to weigh X amount of pounds? And my weight was 125 pounds. And I remember sitting there staring at this woman and saying, I heard that in high school, that that's the weight that I needed to be. And she's like, so you mean when you were a child, you were supposed to weigh 125 pounds? Yeah, when I was a child. You're in a whole adult grown woman now. I want you to think about that. You're trying to achieve a weight that you were as a child, and now you're an adult grown woman. And I remember just feeling so silly that I was trying to weigh something that I was supposed to weigh in high school. And my body frame probably didn't change as that much since that time in high school. So as I got into adulthood and I actually hit that weight and I hit that 125 when I was not well mentally or physically, I can promise you that I was 0% happier than I am at my weight now, around 135, 140, which is my normal body weight. Forcing myself to get down to 125, I had visible abs. I had very visible abs. but I also was losing hair. My hair was falling out. My menstrual cycle was spotty. My moods were all over the place because I was constantly withholding joy and fun and good food from myself, that I was constantly like just living in this middle ground of working my body hard and exercising hard, but never really getting that enjoyment. So when I identified why I was stuck at that number and realizing that it was a weight from child, I realized how unhealthy that really was. And then I started focusing more for me, I'm an athlete, about what weight do I perform my best at? What weight am I the best kind of person that I can be? Where I'm kind, I'm not frustrated, I'm not angry, because being frustrating and short of patience and angry isn't who I am to my core. I started to really think about those are the things that affect your mood when you're constantly withholding things from yourself that, give you those good feelings, and like eating enough food where you feel sustained and you feel happy and you feel sustained for the amount of activities that you're doing. That was a big thing for me to realize. I needed to eat to perform if I'm going to be a CrossFit athlete. I have to eat. If I want to be strong and I don't want to be mad that I'm missing lifts that I know I should be able to hit, I need to fuel my body. So I started understanding that what is important to me? What is my end game? Is it just looking good, or is it also feeling good? Is it also being mentally well? And check, check, check for me, all of those things were yes. I needed to have that healthy relationship with food to be able to be a good coach, a good friend, a good daughter, a good partner. So I started really healing that and saying, okay, I need to eat well to perform well, and I need to stop starving my body of the things that it deserves. That was a big breakthrough for me. Focusing on more, what can my body do than just what does my body look like? And I'm going to tell you that that's not an easy path. It's not. I go to Jamaica every year in January, where we're typically a little bit lax about, how we're eating over the holidays. And I went from having like a full visible, at one point, like almost an 8-pack, to now like I barely have abs. My core is still really strong and I can move more weight than I ever have. And I had to constantly shift that mindset of, you're strong and you're powerful and you're beautiful, and having abs doesn't define any of those things. And I do constantly have to go back and forth and check those things for me. What are my goals? I need to align with my goals. And it's okay. I want to preface it too by saying it's okay to have goals. If one of your goals is to lose weight and to be a little bit thinner, and how you feel that you move well and you feel well and your body feels well, that's okay to have those goals. But to reach them in healthy, sustainable ways, crash dieting, starving your body, eating 500 calories a day, I promise you, for long-term health, is not it. It will affect your thyroid. It will affect your thyroid health. It will affect your hormones. And it is a shaky, shaky, shaky road, my friends, if you start that at a young age, and you have to go through that your entire life. So the best thing I can tell you is to start to identify what is important to you when it's based on your body. How can we heal those wounds that we have about our body? So I always ask people, when you look in the mirror and you see all of these things that you don't like about your body, what are you comparing it to? Are you comparing your body to someone's that you saw on the internet? For a long time for me, I was looking at the bodies of these elite CrossFit athletes. They do CrossFit as a sport. That's their career, that's their profession, and that's what they're doing every single day, multiple times a day. Well, unfortunately, I'm not a sponsored and paid for athlete, so I own a gym. I also had another job on the side, And I'm just a regular person who maybe got to work out an hour a day, maybe a little bit more. Having those lofty goals for myself to have that body was setting myself up for failure and also setting myself up for a body type that isn't achievable where I'm at right now. And it was really, really, really a hard thing to take control of. Understanding that comparing my body to everybody else, even from my past body, is too much. I have to scale it back and figure out where I'm at now. And if there are things that I'm not happy about, having, again, attainable goals of, okay, I've been a little lax over the holidays, eating way too many cookies, way too many junk foods. So I'm not where I want to be as far as health-wise. I know that I can eat better and make some better decisions and go ahead and do that. So those are a couple things that I have had to heal. It's comparing myself to others. And sometimes that just means going on social media and unfollowing those people that make you feel like shit about yourself. It's not always easy. And because sometimes you're just like, oh, I just want to follow this athlete. But if they're making you feel less than, and not even intentionally by that person, sometimes it's just a trigger, don't follow them for a while. And once you start healing that thing inside of yourself where you're constantly comparing yourself to other people, then you can do that. Just, stop following them for a little while. A good shift that worked for me was focusing on the way I spoke to myself and the way I spoke about my body. Maybe I'm not where I want to be, but it doesn't mean that I can't be kind to myself for where I'm at now. Having conversations in your head happens 24/7 for a lot of people. How do you speak to yourself? Because that matters. That affects your emotions, that affects your psyche, it affects your mental health. Reframing those things. You see a picture of yourself. Instead of immediately looking at the place on your body that you judge and saying, oh my gosh, I look so fat. Oh, I look terrible in that photo. Look at the photo and say the things that you like about yourself. Like, I look really happy in that photo. I'm really enjoying time with my family in that picture. Look at me laughing. Focusing on the things that you love about yourself. Start talking to yourself the way that you would talk to a friend. You wouldn't walk into a room and look at your friend and be like, you look really disgusting today. I cannot believe you wore that. Oh my God, you look so fat. You would not do that to a friend. Why do we accept that dialogue with ourselves? We have to start internally healing that and finding the things that we love about ourselves and start focusing on the things that actually matter. And I say it all the time, like, this is just your meat suit. What matters is what is inside of you. No one at your funeral is going to talk about your biceps or your abs. They're going to talk about how you made them feel when you needed them the most. What kind of person you were to your family. What you did for others. Those are the things that define you, that make you exactly who you are. I challenge people all the time to print out, Brené Brown has a great one, a list of values. Find the things that you list and identify as your values. What are your values? What do you stand for? And I always think of, for me, adventure is a big one. I am a person who has to adventure. It is good for my soul. I'm a person that does service. I love to do things for other people. And I live in integrity. Transparency is really important to me. Being kind is important to me. I do my best to try to leave people better than I found them. I'm not perfect. I don't always succeed, but I do my best to leave people better than I found them. And like I said, I'm not perfect. I fail sometimes. But those are the goals that I start really focusing on. And when you start pouring your love and your attention and your focus into your character, all the other things about you just start to flourish. They start to just ooze love. I don't know how else to say it. You just start to think about yourself in a whole different manner. And you start to have that love for other people in a different manner. And you start to empathize with others that are struggling. There are so many women that I know that struggle with body image. And I talked to them about identifying their emotions. Like, what are you feeling? Why are you feeling this way? What is making you feel this way about your body, about yourself? Focusing on the things that you do love. Bring forth the things that you love about yourself and try to portray them every day. Work on your character and your core values. And you just see the things inside of you really blossom. And it becomes less about just what your body looks like. Because in the end of the day, that really, really doesn't matter. And that doesn't mean that you cannot have goals for your body and to change things and to become a healthier version of yourself. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is focusing on achievable goals, healthy goals, but also loving yourself along the way. We are fed constantly things to tell us that we are not enough. And as women, we already struggle with those all the time. The marketing, the things on social media telling you that you're not thin enough, you're not pretty enough, you need to have this product and this product and get this procedure done to be enough. Enough for what? Enough for what? That's what we're fed. So we're always chasing that next goal. And a lot of it is cultural, societal. Like, we are just fed this marketing where we have to really take our power back and say that we are enough. We are enough as we are. We might have some goals that we want to work on, some things that we want to achieve, but we're enough right where we are. And we're okay to take up space. We're okay to be loud about those goals, and we don't have to sit and be quiet. I think a lot of our body image issues just really stem from that comparison and that story of not being enough that we're fed. And I know so many women that struggle with that. Goals that I hear from women about, wanting to put on a bathing suit, wanting to feel comfortable in your own skin. You have the control of that already. You own that. You have a body. You can wear a bathing suit. How you feel about yourself has to come from within. You have to heal those core wounds and then come out and say, you know what, my body's not perfect, but I'm not sitting out on one more beach vacation. I am not stopping myself from putting on a bathing suit and going and playing with my kids on the beach. The only thing holding you back is what's in here. And most of the time, like, nobody else is paying attention to what you're wearing, to what your body looks like, or judging you from the side. And if they are, we really don't want to know those kind of people anyways. But you have that power. Take that power back. Stop sitting out on things that you love and doing the things that make you happy for the fear of judgment or even your own self-judgment. Stop sitting out of occasions that you wanted to be a part of because you shouldn't eat dessert today. You shouldn't do those things. You have the power. You've always had the power. It's kind of just like, Dorothy's always had the power of her own to click her heels and go back home. You always held that power. You'll always have the power. You just have to heal and connect. And there are so many great resources. And I'm really coming up with some ideas to put on a workshop. Have a women's retreat. That's one of my goals for the summer. So look forward to that. And talking about ways that I'm healing things. And I'm not perfect either. I still have to correct myself. Sometimes when I look at photos, the first thing I do is judge my body. And I have to reverse and say, we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore. And I have to remind myself of the things that I do love about my body. So I hope this was helpful, and I'm really going to do my best to bring you more, hopefully to a women's retreat where we can go away for a weekend and discuss things that we have, like limiting beliefs, discuss our certain body image issues, and talk about ways that we've all healed through them. So just something that I wanted to bring to you, and I really hope that you love yourself today. I hope that you are kind to yourself today, and I hope that you go ahead and do something kind for someone today. Have a great day. Love you. Bye.